welcome to another episode of Thinking
Outside the Box.
Awesome. Well, we are here filming in Wheatland today, and I get to film Justin Murphy, me and Nick do. So, hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Good.
Good. Good. So, Justin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am Justin Murphy, as Jill just said. I'm married to my wife, Roxy. We've been married 32 plus years. Wow. We do have three kids, one grandkid, and that keeps us pretty busy right now. So
Very busy.
Life's good.
Yeah. How old your grandkid? Really quick.
17 months.
Oh, my gosh. That's better. Yeah. Awesome. Well, good for you. That's fun. Okay. We're going to talk about the drink next. So this is Justin's favorite sipping drink, right? This is the mocktail version, though. So it's a huckleberry lemonade. So what's in it is just huckleberry syrup, basically, and lemonade, a little bit of berry seltzer water, essentially, and ice. So we're going to try it. We won't rate it till the end, though.
Okay.
These are our boo juice. Perfect. Because it's on.
You got the boo juice.
We got boo juice.
All right.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
So if you're making it a cocktail, what do you put in it?
Huckleberry vodka. That's okay. This was my wife and I's summer beverage.
I like it. I love huckleberry stuff. Yeah. Yum. Okay. Well, we'll get started with our questions.
Yeah.
So let's start talking about you. You've been in banking and with Platte Valley for a long time. So why don't you tell us about that and your progression of roles?
Okay. I actually started in banking almost 26 years ago. November 1st will be 26 years. I started in ag credit.
Okay.
In Scotts Bluff. And as an ag lender, green as green can be. But I did work my way through that. And in about 2004, I went to Platte Valley Bank in Morrill. Worked there with Russ Thacker for a few years. I did spend a few years at another institution. I'll leave that part out of it. But came back to Morrill as the community president in 2013 when Russ retired.
Okay.
And I was there until 2019. That's when I moved to Wheatland and took over for Keith Geis. He was community president here, retired. And so we've been here now 6 years. And time flies. As we all know.
It sure does. We're so happy you're with Philip. That's wonderful. So I know in February 2026, your role's been changing, going to continue to change. Tell us how that works, how it's changing.
It's been a process. I mean, actually, as we all know, with succession and in planning, a lot of things happen early on, which is great. I've been fortunate to get to transition or start this a couple years ago. And with that, again, a lot of it was preparation that Joe did and Zach and meetings that we've had. But I've had my orientation and in plans.
Sure.
When that started, I started joining a lot of our meetings and committees and boards as a guest.
Okay.
And then, of course, we kind of had outlined some things to do or my to-do list that we worked through in 2024.
Okay.
We started, and I think it's gone really well. That transitioned me to early in 25 when I was Wyoming COO.
Okay.
And then it's like I said earlier, time flies.
Sure does.
It's hard to believe we're getting to the end of 25, but we've been slowly transitioning. Like I said, I've met with a lot of the departments of the company. Affiliates. I had to get better acquainted with C.H. Brown and our equipment financing there in Wheatland. And so my job the last year has been to soak up and absorb whatever I could from Joe.
That's great. Yeah. He's a great mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. And you're a great guy for the role. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You are. Okay. So have some suggestions or advice you have to strengthen for our different banks, ways to strengthen our relationships with our local communities. What's your advice or what do you do here?
You are. Well, if I had to advise anybody, obviously things are working. We do a lot of things really well. So I would say keep doing what we're doing and don't change anything. Yeah. But we always need to keep doing better. I always believe in that.
Yeah.
And so if I had advice for you know, people in their communities is to continue to do what they do, stay engaged, be involved, and be visible. One of our values is community, and we're expected to, you know, serve and be ambassadors to our communities. Yeah. So I would say continue to do that.
That's a big part of it, yes. Yeah. I will give Justin a compliment because I got to work with him because of Ambassador Club, of course, and he has come to several of the events and talked at the beginning and welcomed the club members. He is so genuine, and I love that about you. Like, you're so genuine. They feel very much, talk about how they're the backbone of the bank, and they feel that you're genuine and true, and that goes a long way. So that's the way to do it. I appreciate that. Yeah, truly, truly. So, okay, good advice. Next question. What's been your favorite part of the journey working at Platte Valley Bank?
Well, of course, it's working for a great organization. I've been blessed to start here. Spend 19, 20 of my banking years with this organization. Yeah. And so they really care about their associates. They care about the families of the associates.
I agree.
And so that's been what I've taken as a blessing to work for now. Also, it's the relationships that I've been able to build as a lender and moving forward. It's also the relationships I've built internally with other associates. So it's a great place to work.
It's wonderful. It's so great. So great answer. Give advice for upcoming leaders within our organization.
I would say take every opportunity wherever you're at in whatever you do to continue to learn, continue to grow, listen, ask questions. But also, you know, I would say to trust each other and trust the processes and things work out. And, you know, I would tell anybody that leads, in this case, I would say lead with our mission, vision, and values.
That's great. Great answers. Yeah. Well, it's been such a pleasure to have this time with you today. Thank you so much.
Fun.
Yeah, it's been great. Great answers. And we're already on to the fun question and rating the drink. Uh-oh. So let's rate the drink first, because sometimes I almost forget to do that.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. One being the least good, five being amazing, three being the middle. What would you rate it as a mocktail?
Oh, well, as a mocktail, it's pretty amazing. If you loaded it, it'd be really a mess there. So.
Great. So what do you think? Four, five?
I'd say four.
Yes, I'm going with that.
Good.
Four.
I like it.
Well, good. Okay. Are you ready for this part? Let me mix it up. Okay, here's time for the fun question. You read it to us, and you get to answer first.
Oh, I get to read.
Yeah. Oh, you got two.
Read and answer. All right. If you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, which one would it be? Oh, my wife knows the answer to this, too.
Ooh, what
it would probably be Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's so funny.
I could watch that year round.
That's classic. What would I say? I think I watch Dumb and Dumber at least once a year.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, too. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but I love it. So, oh, good. Good. Comedies. Both those comedies.
That was an easy question.
You lucked out.
I do.
Okay. Well, I think anything else you want to add? We've done great on time. Anything else you want to add before we close out today?
I just appreciate this. And like I said, it's part of the process. So thank you for allowing me to join and be on a podcast.
I'm so excited. Thanks for being on our show. Thanks for all the great advice. And everyone, make sure you tune in for Justin. And don't forget to fill out the survey. And then, of course, you have a chance to win a nice prize basket. Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.